This is Morning Edition on NHPR. A hard-fought Democratic presidential primary comes to an end in New Hampshire today. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is set to formally endorse Hillary Clinton in Portsmouth later this morning. For Sanders supporters, today also marks the end of a movement that began here with a resounding win in the first in the nation primary. Wayne Burton is a Democratic state representative from Durham and served as a member of the Sanders campaign, New Hampshire Steering Committee, and he joins us on the line now. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning.
As someone who worked on the Sanders campaign, what does it mean for you to see this kind of movement maybe essentially come to an end today?
Well, you have to know that while Bernie may be endorsing Hillary, she is endorsing Bernie because they adopted an exceptionally progressive Democratic Party platform in Orlando the other day that embodies most of what Bernie had stood for. And at the beginning of the campaign, Hillary was against the minimum $15 minimum wage. She was against major changes in the Affordable Care Act. And so now she's for those. And most significantly, she's for the free tuition policy that Bernie proposed. And so it really is a victory for the Sanders ideas, although it's not a victory for Bernie. And that's what makes it somewhat bittersweet this morning, but a celebration nonetheless of Bernie's ideas.
During the campaign, Senator Sanders had some harsh criticism for Secretary Clinton. He did call into question her judgment and betrayed her, as part of the establishment. Beyond today's endorsement, what does Senator Sanders need to say today to convince those who voted for him to now back Clinton?
Well, it's time to focus on the issues, I think, and stay away from the personalities, which is what becomes the fodder in the primary. And the fact that she has now adopted many of the ideas he's had, it's extremely important. And it's also extremely important now that those of us who supported Bernie keep her feet to the fire on this as she goes forward. Remember, this is the platform that is proposed to the Democratic Convention. We will have a majority of delegates from New Hampshire at that convention who will be pushing hard for Bernie's agenda, which is now embodied mostly in the Democratic platform. And that's the next step to make sure that Bernie's legacy, which is significant, stays intact.
And speaking with other Sanders supporters, do you get the sense that most are ready to get behind Clinton and go for the general election here?
Honestly, I think in time, when you're politically passionate about a cause and a person, it's not like turning a light bulb on and off. You have to take some time. And I think in time, I intend to vote for her. I've said that all along. If she were the candidate, I think there are others who are still hurting to some extent. But I think that there will be a rallying together. The fact that our party is doing this and unifying while the Republican Party dissembles, I think, is significant.
Yeah.
And we all understand that without a Democratic president and hopefully a Congress that goes with it, none of these ideas are possible.
Looking back, any regrets about the campaign? I mean, some argue Sanders, missed an opportunity by disregarding the issue of Secretary Clinton's use of emails earlier in the race.
Well, I think Senator Shaheen said it well. Let the process carry out. I think she's defended herself well. It is a concern, but I think that far more important is the thrust of her campaign now and getting on with serving the country. I think the only point I would make that you've missed is that please don't underestimate the fact that Bernie Sanders did this without taking a nickel of PAC money or influence money or any of that. And he's given hope to students to get free tuition. He's giving hope to workers who want $15 an hour. He's done all of that, and someday I think all of them will recognize they owe that to Bernie Sanders and the fact that he had the guts to step up and run for president.
Wayne Burton is a Democratic state representative from Durham. Thanks so much for the time, Wayne.
Thank you.